Who will emergency measures protect? NHS crisis. The risk level for getting coronavirus in Europe is now moderate to high, and deaths in Italy have risen from 18 to 52. COVID-19 now counts 90,000 cases in over 60 countries, with 51 cases confirmed in the UK as we went to press. The government says it is well placed to handle the crisis. But the Doctors Association UK reports just 8 of 1,618 medics surveyed felt the NHS was ready. The Scottish government says that in the unlikely worst case scenario, up to 250,000 people could be hospitalised. Westminster's plan, should the outbreak get out of hand, is to try to delay its peak until summer. This makes sense, but is also a tacit admission that the NHS winter crisis is a real and permanent feature. The NHS 111 helpline has been promised an extra £1.7 million to give advice on COVID-19. Why is there not immediate extra money in all parts of the NHS? And if there's money available, why are we only getting it now? Workers' wages up to a fifth of the workforce may be off sick during the peak of a coronavirus epidemic in the UK, the government warns. Bakery chain Greggs has announced it will pay self-isolating workers their normal contracted hours. This is a victory for Bakers Union BFAWU, which won recognition at the firm with an agreement including a ban on zero-hour contracts. Trade unions in all sectors should demand the same. Weak economy. Boris Johnson has said something like a mass epidemic is going to have all sorts of consequences, and there is always the potential for an economic downside, and we are ready for that. But don't forget, the fundamentals of the UK economy are very strong. Not so. The socialist has been warning for some time that British capitalism is extremely weak. It will be hit hard by an economic downturn, and one was already in preparation before COVID-19. The FTSE 100 slumped by a huge 12% in the last week of February, with similar falls around the world. The OECD reckons world economic growth will likely slip from a forecast 2.9% to just 2.4%. However, it's possible that a domino effect could cause growth to halve to 1.5% and financial markets to crash by around 20%. The EU's economy spokesman has warned that the idea of a V-shaped recovery, returning quickly to growth, can't be taken for granted, and could prove optimistic. Already, British Airways and Ryanair have suffered falling demand and cancelled hundreds of flights. Will all customers and staff be compensated? Will the government step in to invest in jobs and services and nationalise to save jobs if firms go under? Emergency powers. The government advises reducing the impact and spread of misinformation by relying on information from trusted sources, such as the government. But who trusts this cavalier, anti-worker administration? In France, hated President Emmanuel Macron has issued a unilateral decree to dismiss democratic blocs to his attacks on the pension system that have provoked major national strikes. The government has also banned demonstrations against this outrage under the pretext of the COVID-19 outbreak. In the unlikely event that the outbreak reaches severe levels in Britain, the state plans to curtail public assembly, create no-go areas, put whole cities on lockdown, let police stop responding to low-level crimes, and put troops on the streets. Few would oppose temporary restrictions to contain an epidemic. But in whose interests, and under whose control? Democratic working class control involving the trade unions and local communities is necessary to ensure emergency measures defend workers and the public, not just the profits of big business owners. Supply problems. Financial analyst Bruno Montine, former supply chain director at Tesco, has said supermarkets and suppliers maintain Feed the Nation contingency plans to prevent shortages and food riots. Montine says these could include narrowing supply to staples only. He also claims this would not include profiteering price hikes, although the sector could face £1.2 billion losses. But if an extreme scenario did indeed arise, who would control this rationing? Only democratic control by supermarket workers, unions and the local community could guarantee fair and thorough planning